Good morning to you. It's Wendy Snyder in for Bob Surratt. We go live to Ukraine and talk to Joseph Lindsley. And what are we listening to, Joseph?
Hey, Wendy. Hello from Kharkiv. This is from the Ukrainian band Skirabin, led by Andriy Kuzma Kuzmenko, their lead singer. This song is called Tenets Pingvina, like penguin dance. And I chose to share it with you all today because yesterday was the birthday of Kuzma, as he was called, the lead singer. He died in 2015, but he was a musician who was widely loved by Ukrainians in those crazy, very difficult post-Soviet days of the 1990s. And this song, released in 1998, I feel has special relevance, including for me right now here in Kharkiv. Those words we just heard in translation says, I walk around the city for a long time. The sky makes me nervous. That is not my sky. Then it's not your sky. And, you know, when you're here in a place like Kharkiv, just 30 miles from the border with Russia, you know, at any moment, a missile could hit this city. In fact, you know, we have many air alarms here. We've had several rounds of air anxiety, as they call it today. But usually in this city, the missile hits before the alarm sounds. And so even on a beautiful, you know, blue sky summer day like today, you know, as I walk around the city, I think of those words in Ukrainian, Mina Nevuya Nebo, the sky makes me nervous. And because you realize that, again, at any moment, a chunk, it's inexplicable when you really think about it, but that a chunk of explosive metal from somewhere in Russia could land on your building or the building next door. And it's not hard to imagine that, because as you look around the city, you see, you know, the signs of Russian destruction all around us. And yet you still, you know, of course, as I always describe, people keep going and keep moving. And this city feels like it's more lively now than I've seen it since the full-scale war began. And I was thinking about why that might be. And, you know, I was here reporting and speaking with you all from Kharkiv on February 23rd, 2023, the eve of the one-year anniversary of Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine. And in those days, everyone expected, I think Western intelligence and also people here in Ukraine, expected that Russia was going to do something extraordinary on the one-year anniversary of the big invasion to show that they were in charge and to scare the world. And I remember how nervous everyone was here on that very cold winter day, February 23rd and 24th. Even when I was at my hotel, they said, are you sure you want to stay in Kharkiv? And when nothing major happened that next day, it really showed everyone that Ukraine has been strong, thanks to the Ukrainians and those who've come here from around the world, thanks to the weapons from the West. And it showed people here that Russia can be defeated, because after 1 year, you know, Russia hoped to take over Ukraine in 3 days. And after 1 year, they couldn't even pull out some trick on February 24th. And so ever since that day, February 24th this year, there's been a new confidence here in Kharkiv. And that's why month by month, you see the city coming back to life. Places that had been boarded up week by week are reopening. And so to further quote Skirabin and Kuzma, the next, you know, after he's singing about how the sky makes him nervous, he sings of the sunshine. Sonce nastinak, yatam ne sonce nasteli, which means the sun is on the walls. I am there where the sun is on the ceiling. I dance the penguin dance. Very funny. And, you know, it's sort of strange lyrics, but this is the spirit of Ukrainians laughing and smiling with this cheerful defiance in the face of this hell. And just a quick word about that musician. You know, he was killed in a car accident in 2015. And some people think it was suspicious. He had recently been criticizing the government, saying they were not true to the spirit of the 2014 Maidan, the Revolution of Dignity. Others were very critical of him. They said that he had sold out to the corrupt establishment and had played for played concerts for Yanukovych, the president that the Ukrainian people kicked out. But despite all those questions and concerns, Ukrainians really have a fondness for that music that got them through the 1990s. Even people who were born in the 2000s appreciate his music. And I asked a friend of mine who does not like the later music from this band and their later politics. He said he still appreciates the early songs like the one we listened to. He said it was something from my childhood, something warm and exciting. And in these difficult days, it's especially important for people to find those sort of warm memories and moments to hold on to find inspiration to meet, you know, that unknown sky every single day.
Yeah, you talk about air anxiety. You know, coming in this morning, I said, oh, yeah, we're starting the weekend. We've made it. What is the weekend like there? Is it just air anxiety all weekend long?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's the idea of a weekend in many ways has been erased in the wartime because anything can happen at any moment. You know, people try to think about, you know, what days are Russians most likely to attack. It was in the winter, they tended to attack on Mondays, which, you know, it seemed that they were trying to set the tone for the week. Friday evening attacks are rare. We never want to get complacent. But, you know, the joke here is that probably the Russian officers have already gone into the vodka bottles. And so, you know, but we can never be too complacent. But so I say that with hesitation as today is Friday. It's every day has its, you know, it is a day of the war. And in some sense, for everyone here, I mean, now today is the 541st day of Russia's full-scale invasion. And for many here, it's the endless February. You know, February, it just, you know, that's when this started. And it seems like it never ends. But, you know, I mean, we have very difficult situation in the counteroffensive. I mean, there's a huge toll on life and limb. Ukraine really does need more weapons to turn that around. But it's important to emphasize Ukrainians are holding the line, especially on the southern front in Zaporizhia. They're holding the line, and they are making small advances, but the Russians are not advancing there. And in fact, yesterday, Ukrainians shot down two of Russia's top helicopters, one in Zaporizhia and another in Bakhmut. So these are pieces of good news. And then through the night, last night, Moscow was hit by drones. Of course, Ukraine has been quiet about whether or not these were Ukrainian drones, but the in the Russian capital, which has been so insulated from the war, you know, by design of the Russian regime, there were drone strikes on Moscow, central Moscow, on a major business center last night. It's hard to know if the Russian air defense really did work. There's a lot of things we don't know about it, but I think Ukrainians are happy when they see this. I know they're happy when they see it, because they hope that it would start to wake Russians up to the fact that, you know, if a little drone can make it all the way to Moscow, you know, with additional support from the West, just imagine what can be done by Ukrainians who've held on so amazingly for 541 days, what they can do to put a final end to this Russian hell that has rained down upon Ukraine every single day.
And listeners, if you'd like to help support the counteroffensive, you can go to UkrainianFreedomNews.com. There is a donate button. It says Accelerate Victory. You can help in any way, shape, or form that you can to help keep that Ukrainian spirit alive. Joseph, I hope you have a quiet weekend, and Bob will return on Monday. I will miss talking to you. Best of luck to you.
Hey, Wendy, thanks. And yeah, that's our Birds of Freedom campaign to get some drones for those guys in the front lines. And Wendy, I look forward to the next time we get to speak about Ukraine. And thank you always for your empathy and fantastic questions.
Thank you so much. Joseph Lindsley, live from Ukraine.